repair.
Afternoons are always better with a side of Rob Sussman on Delaware 105.9.
So all first responder agencies in the state of Delaware are getting Narcan in their vehicles. So do you think that this is the right move or what? 302-839-1059, talk or text. Should first responders in Delaware, should we be funding this with our tax dollars? 302-839-1059, talk or text. I'm joined by Matt and Jill from Illinois. In studio today, and Jill is a pharmacist. We've talked to her a number of times on the show when pharmacy-related things have been coming up, and I think that this maybe is the peak of the pharmaceutical industry. How much of your day is consumed by things like this? When you on an average day, how many of these sort of prescriptions do you think you fill, opiate prescriptions?
Well, we actually do keep track of it, so it's a roughly 8 to 10% of our prescriptions.
Really?
So my store does about 250 scripts a day, roughly, give or take. So, you know, you talk about 25 scripts. That's probably about right.
That's probably the same volume as any pharmacy around here on a regular day.
Yeah.
8 to 10% of that, though, that's a significant number.
Yeah.
That's a very significant
number. Yes, it's a huge number.
I mean, it's probably more so just in terms of pure volume than anything else.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Plurality, not majority, but
versus plurality. Something for diabetes or blood pressure or something like that.
Right. 220 says medicine does not make you healthy, as said by the guest. It will improve your condition or where you're at with your ailment, absolutely. When you are healthy, you don't need medicine, is what 220 says. Which, sure. I mean, I guess by the strictest terms of the word health.
Sure.
Right.
I mean, you could say...
I mean, you would ideally not want to take pills, right?
Right.
And feel just fine.
Sure, right. Sure.
I can see that. Pharmaceuticals help control symptoms or save lives. We just don't talk enough about how to get healthy. The paradigm is slowly shifting, but cutting off big pharma will become hard to overcome. Healthcare versus sick care are different, says 220. I'm not against medicine because obviously there is a purpose. Well, I'm glad you're not against medicine, 220. There needs not to be arguments between pharmaceuticals and supporting human physiology properly to return quality back to individuals. Both are needed and need to work together. Not stop at this is your diagnosis and this is your drug, says 220. That's on the text line there, 302-839-1059, talk or text. B-Rad says, can I guess the mystery laugh? Not now. No. Not on this show. That's a Dan Gaffney thing.
I can tell you it's none of us.
And it's, yes, no. And thank you for that, because that was going to be my next thing. It's not me. And I've listened to it, and I'm like, I don't think it sounds like me. I don't think so.
You can hear Rob's laugh from the other room. It's
you can hear my laugh from outer space.
I live in Illinois, and I can hear Rob's
laugh.
That's
true, you on a regular basis. And not just because you listen to the radio station.
Right.
You just hear, through the walls, a small little reverb. You're thinking, that's it. There it is. No, yeah. That's true. I've seen, and I'll tell you, when I first got here, I was made the employee of the month. Like in my third month here.
People still do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we do. We do employee of the month here. Ed Till won it, too. At one point, Ed Till was the employee of the month.
I figured you millennials just got participation.
I'll tell you, the first two of the year were all participation trophy millennials. Millennials gotten it, yeah. But I'll tell you,
were they your millennial troop?
No, actually, it was Rob Petrie and me. We were the first two.
Okay.
We were the first two ones who did it. All right, let's see, Kathy and Lewis. Kathy, what's going on?
Okay, Rob, I want to say, I never had to take any painkillers. My first child was breech birth, and I remember having her and them throwing me on the elevator and taking me, and I kept on saying, I want to be a strong soldier, because that's what I used to see, soldiers being so strong.
And none of them had to give birth.
Yes. Bottom line, and then I fell down the steps and fractured my ninth vertebrae. In those days, which was 47 years ago, they didn't give any painkillers. So I went home, and I got better. I had three wisdom teeth pulled, Never was I given anything. My son had four, came home and filleted chicken for dinner. I say
Now that's tough. That's a tough guy right there.
I mean, he came home, nothing. He didn't have anything. He got them pulled, and he said, Mom, what's for dinner? He didn't eat the dinner, chicken. He started filleting it. He didn't skip a beat. In our day, we did not skip a beat. We dealt with the pain. Maybe if I had a pain, a tooth pulled, maybe I took a shot of whiskey and went to bed. But the
like the
idea,
Civil War days. Hell yeah.
When the idea of giving people pain pills for wisdom teeth, to me, is a joke. Falling down the steps and fracturing your ninth vertebrae. I survived. I went on to have two more children after that. Why is it that this society, doctors, pharmacists, feel like this is something that's good for this person? It's bad.
I don't know. Have you ever thought that maybe you're just like superhumanly tough, Kathy?
No.
Because man,
no,
oh
I'm
man.
Not, Rob, I'm not even 5 foot, but I think it's our generation.
Small but mighty. Small but mighty. That's all I'm hearing. I'm hearing small but mighty.
But Rob, I think you are just as strong, but you have been conditioned by society that, you know, I had a surgery 2 years ago, and they gave the whatever on you, the pain pills on you. You push the button. I forget even where the button
was. No, I've seen that in hospitals where they have that button hooked up to the, it's usually the morphine.
Yeah, it's a PCA pump.
Yeah.
And I kept on saying, no, I don't want that. Well, they said, well, you got to get ahead of the pain. And then I told the doctor before I had the surgery, I don't want any pain pills when I go home. Well, to tell you the truth, he made me. He said, I'm going on vacation. Don't call me. So I took whatever they gave me, never took them, survived it. And guess what? I'm not even 5 foot tall. You people can do it. You don't need these pills.
You know what, Kathy? I'm loving this because the ultimate story here is that if Kathy from Lewis at not even at 4'11", can do it.
There you go.
At 4'11", if Kathy and Lewis at 4'11" can do it, then so can you. Now that is the story they should be talking about at the Dare School, Kathy and Lewis. Thanks so much for giving me a call. Oh man.
Never underestimate the human being's ability to heal.
And don't ever underestimate short people either. That I know from marrying one.
Right? Same.
My wife is 5'1". So, I mean, I know how you know, I know the short people. You know,
we're feisty.
My good friend Ed Till, not a tall man, but you know, he's a tough man. He's a scrappy man.
The man bounces around in here like nobody's business.
I know, it's like bouncing off the walls. Shelley wants to ask Jill, what do you think about Suboxone?
Oh, it's a good alternative. It's a good. I have a couple patients who do use Suboxone. As long as it's used in the correct way and as long as they're admitting that they have a problem, I have one patient that is really, really good. Him and I have had great conversations. He's slowly tapered, and he'll tell you at 18, he had, I can't remember what kind of surgery it was. He had surgery, and he got stuck on OxyContin.
Oh, really? Is that how it happened?
That's exactly how it started with him, yes.
Wow,
and
wow.
So he's probably been on a Suboxone taper for about 2 years now.
Wow.
And it's just a slow, you know, every month you take a tablet away, or he may stay on, you know, 40 tablets for a month.
Now, I've seen that people have tapered off medicine that way with the slow down-dosing.
Yes.
I have a problem with that to some degree on an ethical level because I don't think, here's my main thing. I don't know if doctors are giving patients all the information they need as to what these drugs do and what the side effects to these drugs can be.
I think they rely on the pharmacists for that, and I think they rely on them too much, to be honest with you.
Well, and I'll tell you, because when I know people who have been on some venlafaxine,
mm-hmm.
and that stuff is extremely hard to come off of.
Yes. Yeah, any of those are.
But they're not told about that in the way that they probably should be. And that I have a real problem with, because some people may not want to go on something or may seek out an alternative if it means that you're going to be coming off of this stuff for 3 months, and if you quit cold turkey, you're going to have serious side effects. I don't think like that knowledge is out there.
Well, and I run into it. So in Illinois, we have a mandatory counseling. Pharmacists are to counsel on every new prescription once a year. But we have patients that are like, I don't have time. I've been on it. My doctor told me about it. And then, is it true? Did the doctor really tell you about it? Or are you just trying to get in and out of here really fast?
Right. Shelley in Georgetown, you're on with Rob Sussman. What's going on?
Hi, I just sent the text. I myself had a 34 year of addiction to opiates.
Oh, wow.
And pretty much Suboxone saved me. And that's why I was so glad to hear her not judge it, because a lot of people do judge it that I'm wrong for using it. But after 34 years of wasting all that money, running like a crazy person to find drugs, my alternative to is great to living a normal life.
So you know you're clean now. You said you were an addict for 34 years.
I'm on Suboxone.
You're on Suboxone, but otherwise you're clean. You're not on the stuff anymore.
Right. It's been 7 years.
Oh, that's great. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. It's good to know that you are healing and not on that toxic stuff anymore.
Judged. Yeah, but I'm still taking a piece of Suboxone, like she says, a taper back.
But you are tapering back. You with the ultimate goal of zero.
Yes. But I just wanted to praise her for saying something positive about it.
Shelley, your message is well received. Thanks so much for giving us a call today. 302-839-1059 talk or text. All right, Nils in Bridgeville. What's going on, Nils?
Hey, Rob. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Lovely, man.
I just have a question for her. If you're an employer and somebody's going to a methadone clinic every day and they're an electrician, because that's my trade, would you feel comfortable as a pharmacist telling them that they could still do a normal job being on methadone or Suboxone?
Huh.
I would say yes. I mean, you're being treated. And most of the time with Suboxone or methadone, we don't see the methadone quite as much as what we used to. And I'm sure that's because we have the Suboxone now. But if you're being treated and safely using it, I wouldn't see why there would be a problem with employing someone.
Could you explain what methadone is? Is that just another form of heroin? Could you explain what the difference between methadone and heroin and Suboxone would be?
So they're just different chemical entities. You know, methadone originally came out as a pain medicine originally, and now we have to. And now they're using it more for the addiction side than we see it for pain. So Suboxone has. Buprenorphine in it, which is another kind of
this is
drug.
Why I'm so glad you're here, by the way.
So they're just all different kinds of drugs, and heroin then has been taken. People have taken that and twisted it and taken the compound and made like a street drug out of it. So,
and so I had a nephew that would get a shot every month, and I can't remember what it's called, but that would make him sick if he did any illegal drug or just heroin.
Oh, you know, I've heard of what you're talking about. I don't think it's methadone, though. There's something, some sort of drug therapy that will make it so that opioids will not react with your body in the way that they normally would, but I forget what it's called.
I think it begins with a R. It's like Revel or something like that.
I've heard of what you're saying, but it's like one of those primordial half memories in my head that I don't remember exactly what it is that you're talking about, Nils. But I know I've heard about it before, and I know it's not the same as the methadone. I know it's something else, but Man, I'm gonna have to go look that up, Nils. I'm gonna have to go look that up. Nils, dude, appreciate you giving us a call today. Really do. All right, 302-839-1059, talk or text. Oh, wait, hold on. Shelly's back. She has the answer.
It's Shelley. Vivitrol.
Vivitrol?
Vivitrol. Yes, Vivitrol. I have dispensed that. Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep. So it counters the effect of the opioid? It makes it so that it doesn't work?
Right. Right.
Yeah. It's a monthly shot. Yes.
Okay. Vivitrol. Okay. Shelly, thanks so much.
Book of knowledge.
Oh, that's my right. Goodness. I'm so... we are just so blessed in this room right now. We have Jill. We have Shelly. We have everything we need. We have the whole encyclopedia of medical knowledge right here in this room. I would bet it up against anything. Shelly, thanks so much for giving us a call. All right. 302-839-1059, talk or text. Let's see. Bartle Dew says naltrexone. I'm not sure if he...
Naltrexone is what Vivitrol is.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah. Okay. And Revia. So Revia. R could have been right.
That's what mm-hmm. Nils was probably talking about, Revia. Okay, there we go.
That's just slowly making its way to us. I think I have one patient. It's an expensive drug, we call specialty.
Sure, so. Yeah. I mean, like, because when I had heard about it, I heard about it as more of a, it was kind of like an experimental thing. Yeah. Last I had heard about it, which was a couple years ago, admittedly. Right. Well, something like that could work. I mean, you start dosing people with that stuff, and then heroin's out of business in a minute, right?
Well, sure. And I mean, in an ideal world.
In an ideal world, right. Exactly.
Get Bethany Hall over the
place. Yeah. Hey. Yeah, why not instead of
the Narcan, why not just have her dispense the Vivitrol?
Yeah, the naltrexone.
Naltrexone, yeah.
That would be... I mean, if you're looking to save lives...
She has a nursing background. She would know about
if
that,
if you're looking
she?
To save lives... That's what I say. I mean, but you know, like Jill said, it's expensive. it's incredibly expensive. That's I mean, we're right running. Now, right now, we're spending $100,000, which is admittedly in state government terms, that's like pocket change. What's $100,000 in state funding? That's like, you know, I think that they slip on $100,000
in Illinois. I think that's the governor's lunch.
Don't get me started on that. You're right. You're right, though. Let's see. Mike from Georgetown. When I got my wisdom teeth out, I was prescribed Percocet. Never took it. Was eating Doritos within 10 minutes of being home and took 800 milligrams ibuprofen. You were eating Doritos, Mike?
I wasn't that brave when I had my wisdom teeth taken out.
I mean, there's bravery.
But you did catch a tortilla chip to the gums.
I did take
one night.
A tortilla chip about a week after I had my wisdom teeth out to the gum. That was rough.
Yeah,
so I praise you for eating Doritos.
Wow.
She ran to the bathroom crying. It was funny.
Well, I mean.
I can say that.
Because, I mean, I wouldn't try to do that. But then again, I'm one of the lucky few. My wisdom teeth came in perfectly fine.
Wow.
Not impacted at all. The dentist even looked at it. It's like, huh, you don't see that a lot. And I'm like, all right, there we go. All right.
But he's got the right idea with coming home and taking 800 milligrams of ibuprofen. We forget about what's over the counter that can be used first, you know,
before
Percocet.
I mean, my whole life, whenever I have a headache, whenever anything's going on, it's just down the hatch, ibuprofen, the old standby. Mm-hmm. And it's never failed me before.
I always have ibuprofen on hand.
There you go. There you go. I mean, and I know that my wife's carrying some in her purse at all times. It's just, I just know that's going to happen. Because, you know, my wife is kind of a walking pharmacy. You know? And in some,
I can relate to that.
We carry big purses for a reason.
That's right. Sean from Bethany says a 39-year taper on Suboxone. No. She said she'd been off for 7 years and she's been tapering on Suboxone. That's what Shelly had said before. All right, 302-839-1059, talk or text. Let's see. 448, the thing that gets me is this. When people really need the pain meds, like me, I had back surgery. And then on L1, L5, S1, I don't know what that is.
Those are your vertebrae.
Those are your vertebrae. Oh, so L is lumbar, S is sacral, which is... like your tailbone area.
Have I mentioned how happy I am that you're in this conversation with us? Because once again, I'd be doomed here. Let's see. With fusion and still in pain every day, where now 3 and 4 have to be replaced, my pain is real and all day every day. But a lot of these people say, let's just cut people off like me. Wow, this is how people go to the street for pain relief. But I understand for people who just want to get high to get them to stop. When you have real people that are in real pain, though, it's crazy. And also have cancer and cancer pain and then broken bone pain. Total night and day. You know, some people, you got to take some of the people off of it. That's what 448 says. Obviously, some frustration there.
Oh, I can definitely agree with that. A couple of years ago when we lost my dad, you know, he had, oh my gosh.
Yeah, Matt's dad had stage 4 lung cancer. And, you know, in those cases, there are cases out there that people do need pain medicines. You know,
sure.
Matt's actually fused T12, L1, L2. So, you know, he's been through it. And,
oh, really? And, okay, so that was what happened?
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, I fell down a flight of stairs at the National Guard Armory, and, you know, and...
That was the end of
he
that.
He lived with a tipped-in vertebrae for several years, and then the first surgery fused, and then 8 years later, he had to have the next one fused.
That sounds really uniquely horrible.
It was no fun, but I was on a morphine drip. That was the happy button that we talked about.
That's the happy button. I've heard people talk about that a number of times.
But you know what? I was off the happy button within like 12 hours.
Right. Because they don't let you on it for any longer.
Circumstances. No, the second time I did it, in fact, was actually my choice. I'm like, can we get this away from me, please?
Oh, okay.
It was Dilaudid.
There you go.
No, not everybody is a success story. I know, you know, certainly they tell not. You that going into back surgery, you know, probably not necessarily a 50-50 shot, but there is a chance that it's not going to take care of the problem, you know. And,
right.
And if we can have documentation of we've tried this, we've had, you know, we've tried physical therapy, we've tried epidural shots, we've tried, you know, surgery, and it's just not working, then yes, I say there's a reason for people to be on pain medicines, but we need to get rid of the everybody gets some just because
I
that's
feel like
the norm.
That's just what people are doing.
Yeah.
Like it's just, you know, the first step is, hey, here's some addictive opiates in the same drug class as heroin.
Yeah.
Here you go, kids.
Yeah, Vicodin is essentially the participation trophy of opioids. Hey, what? You hurt yourself? Here, have some Vicodin.
It's like baby heroin. Kind of like how I've called Adderall baby meth before. And I stand by that. Having been on Adderall myself, I stand by the baby meth comment until the day I die. Hey, Delaware 105.9 online streaming presented by County Bank. They have roots here, not just branches. Visit countybankdel.com for more details. Member FDIC. And by the Delaware Wonder Program, offering free job training and placement for SNAP benefit recipients in the state of Delaware. And Dart First State, Dart everywhere. Ride more, save more, do more, Dart. Moving forward with the new 210 and 307 bus routes between the Milford area, Lewis, and Dover. Visit dartfirststate.com. Next hour, we're going to be talking about other things, size diversity in models. Yes, there's a Sports Illustrated model who wants to see people like myself on the runway at the Victoria's Secret fashion show, or at least that's what I understand what she's saying to mean. It could be completely wrong, but we're going to figure it out coming up. Right after the 4 o'clock news, I'm Rob Sussman, 302-839-1059, talk or text in the studio with my good friends Matt and Jill from Illinois, coming by celebrating the anniversary, yes?
Yes.
How many years?
9
9 years, look at this. Oh, this is so exciting to be a part of.